What's happening, everybody?
Out in the wild?
Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast, the coolest podcast, the sexiest podcast,
yeah. Nice,
the most anxious podcast on the internet.
We're nervous.
We're nervous. We all suffer from anxiety, social anxiety disorder. Social anxiety disorder. I guess that's just SAD.
Yeah.
Abbreviated as SAD.
That's why we come to you through a virtual means. We're not direct.
Yeah, I'm, separation.
Game days is coming up, and I'm biting my nails.
Anxiety? I think that I legit have anxiety.
I think a lot of humans have some level of it.
Who doesn't have anxiety?
Especially living in the city.
If I have a conversation with someone, and not like you guys, someone like I know, but not like really well, after I leave the conversation, no matter how it went, it will ruin my day. Because I will think like, I will go over everything I said, like, should I do that differently? Did I take that the wrong way? And it, like, fucks.
That's not anxiety.
What is that?
That's just low self-esteem.
No, I don't have that.
No,
that
maybe.
Right. You're making me feel real good about our conversation today.
You shouldn't have.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a problem later.
Have you ever had...
It sounds like we don't have a problem now.
Oh, no.
I don't want to suffer from anxiety, but I find myself suffering from it and my body betrays me.
Yeah.
So like I'll be in a situation with people I've just met, strangers, and there will be a lull in the conversation and everybody in the room is quiet.
Yeah.
And my heart will start racing and I start to feel lightheaded and I just feel like, oh shit, I'm about to pass out. And like, you know, I kind of feel like maybe a panic attack is coming on and it sucks because I really don't want it. And then I start thinking like, I don't want to like pass out in front of these people I just met, which makes it worse. Oh, right. And yeah, I don't.
It could spiral.
No, I don't feel like the conversation thing, but sometimes I feel like my body is like trying to sabotage me.
Yeah.
That's something that only started happening to me like recently too, in the last 5 years.
Interesting.
Would have that panic attacks.
Like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to do in the situation is to cause a scene, which that would cause.
And yeah.
The more you think about it, too.
About not causing a scene. Oh, my God.
The more you think about it,
feedback
it brings it on.
It happened at work once. You remember that. We were having a writing session, and in the middle of the writing session, I just felt my heart go like, like a big like lump. And I was like, that was weird.
Yeah.
And then it kept like happening every few minutes. And I just started thinking like, yo, what's going on? Like
palpitating.
My heart's palpitating. I need to calm down. And I like try to just think about calming down and I find my palms are getting really sweaty and it's just getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
Well, that's how The Sopranos starts. Like the series starts with Sopranos, and he doesn't know what's going on and then it kicks it all off.
That actually made me feel better because like I didn't know what was going on with my body. So I looked it up and it was like 1 in 5 people suffer from panic attacks. And I was like, oh, it's like really common. And I started thinking like, oh yeah, Tony Soprano. Yeah. And like
I talked about it a couple of years ago on the podcast.
Yeah,
how it got brought on by getting cold, and I'd start shivering, and then like all the muscles in my body would tense up so fucking much that I couldn't breathe or get a deep breath.
Yeah,
and it only happened maybe 4, 5, 6 times before I could figure out how to like keep it from happening. I kind of calmed myself out of it. But the other day when we were in Texas swimming, I told you started coming on.
Yeah, you like,
And then I just kind of like, oh, I'm going to shut up for a second and just concentrate on breathing, stay under the water so I don't get cold.
But now that to me was interesting because you got your head wet, which sounds like, okay, whatever.
I dove in.
But that's rare.
Yeah.
When was the last time you got your whole head wet?
Oh, I can't remember the last time I went like underwater swimming.
Right. Yeah. And you only did it for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that is when
showers is like, you know, a normal occurrence in my life.
You were completely submerged for the first time in who knows how long.
Yeah.
And then that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's ties in.
No, no. It's something for me about getting cold and starting to shiver. And then I go, oh, fuck, I'm going to get cold. Oh, fuck, I'm going to have that panic attack thing that leads to an asthma attack thing that leads to a fucking sore muscle and back the whole, like, next week. Like, and then I start thinking about that, and then it'll happen. But what I've learned to do is, just like stay calm, get warm, start to warm my muscles up. Like actually, like do in the pool.
Yeah.
I just got back under the water and kicked my legs out and just did like little warm up exercises to stay warm. This is recent though.
I went to the doctor a few years ago for like a checkup, and they made me fill out this thing before I got in, and it was like, "Are you sad on a scale of 1 to 10?" And I was like, "No." 0.
Sure.
Like, do you feel whatever? Do you have panic?
And
other stuff. And I was like, no, 0, 0, 0. Like, I don't feel this stuff. And the doctor was like, looking at my charts, and he's like, you don't feel sad? And I was like, no. So sorry. He's like, you don't, all good, bro. You don't feel like just overwhelming anxiety like all throughout your life. And I was like, no. And literally, the doctor was like, well, you are one of very few. And I was just like, oh.
He's used to hearing that.
Yeah, it made me feel really good when I left. I was like, dang, world's fucked up. I think everybody suffers from anxiety. If in this day and age, if you're not suffering from anxiety, yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You got problems.
Just, yeah.
You're like happy and just yeah, confident happy, all the
re-evaluate
time.
Reevaluate that during this theme song. Yeah. In the evening, in the day is shot. Find yourself complaining about the things you ain't got. Never goes just the way that you want it to. Cliche of the day, c'est la vie, that's just life. It ain't easy. It's so tough. It ain't easy. What you gonna do, say what you gonna do. Put a smile on your face. Make the world a better place. Put a smile on your face. What you gonna do, say what you gonna do. Welcome.
We are back. We didn't introduce our guest today, our famous guest. This guy's so famous.
Whoa.
You're going to flip your lid, your top. You're going to blow your top when we say this name.
Brad Pitt.
Julian Collins.
Yeah. Congratulations. Welcome to the show.
Mr. Julian Collins, can you say what you're famous for? Let the world know.
No, I can't. I am Dr. Julian Collins, therapy anxiety expert. That's why we're all calling.
Talking okay. About it. Yeah, all right. You're doing a bit. Social, you're doing a bit.
Anxiety issues.
I forgot my doctorate at home.
Oh,
I usually bring it around.
Julian, I just saw an interview. What was that interview you posted on Facebook this week? Who interviewed you and why?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I used to work for a company called SoCal Esports a few years back. That's kind of how like I got my start. Being professional in esports.
SoCal Esports. Yeah. So never heard of them. Yeah. Are they big?
In SoCal? Yeah, like Orange County.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
SoCal big, I guess. They're not on the internet.
What did you do? What did you do for SoCal Esports?
I did their marketing and I volunteered, did a lot of the local stuff that we worked with, and then I used that as a platform to get out and start working in traditional esports, I guess.
I was talking to Justin Rojas, mm-hmm, formerly from Funimation, currently with the Dallas Fuel, which is a esports league for Overwatch.
Yeah, Overwatch, right?
And he was talking about the Houston Outlaws. Yes. And it was like, when they were talking, it was like, oh, there's like a real rivalry. This isn't some like made up bullshit.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
behind
man.
The scenes, they're like, buddy, buddy, you know, whatever. But they were like, no, these guys, no.
They picked
them.
The side.
We're going to get them. And I was like, oh, shit. I didn't realize this is like legit. This is like Yankees, Red Sox, mm-hmm, Fuel, Outlaws.
Whose side are you on, Sean?
Yeah, oh, God, take a side.
Fuel. Easy,
yeah,
peasy.
Dallas Fuel.
Wait, which
right.
is the one that Justin manages?
Dallas Fuel.
All right, Fuel
they
till
I
die. They
have the plushie of me in their office. Right. He's chilling there.
Fuel yeah.
till I die. So a few weeks ago, I brought up the topic, esports, is it a sport or not? And I had said I had had a long argument with my friend about it. Julian was that friend. We had like an hour long feud. We went back and forth for a long time. At the end of the day, neither of us was able to talk sense to the other person.
Even though he's kind of an expert because
yeah,
he works
in the field. He dabbled in it.
You know, he's in that field, yeah.
Yeah, I actually got paid to do it, which is...
Wow.
Oh, that makes, yeah, an expert.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get paid a lot, but I got that, paid.
Well, you're a professional.
But marketing, so he's putting that spin on it. I can see your
yeah.
point, Derek.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he knows all the buzzwords.
Yeah, he was a marketer, so he has to call it a sport because it plays into the marketing
it
thing.
Is, that's
how are we
going to
make money if we don't call it a sport?
I've actually, you know, I want to say officially, I've come around. Esports, yeah, okay, it's a sport.
Oh, yeah.
They're all, everything's a sport. Everything's a
golf,
sport. in fact, I said these guys already, I think they should call real sports. They should get rid of that because that is a demeaning real sports. I think they should call them analog games. Analog
yeah.
video games. AVGs.
Yeah. Dude, angry video
analog video games.
Analog video games. Yeah.
I was watching, this is going to shock you, ESPN today, and the Little League World Series is on, which I have gone on the record saying I fucking love.
Yeah, because they cry. That's why Sean loves
it. No, because it means so much to these kids.
Don't, Derek.
It means so much.
Don't let this fucking liar lie in front of all these people here. He loves watching the Little League playoffs because the kids cry when they lose.
No, I don't think Sean's that kind of guy. Sean's a dad. When the kids cry, it affects him personally.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he empathizes.
There's times where I can't watch it.
Yeah, he can't stand. He can't stand watching him cry.
This kid blew it. We watched a game in Texas.
And we laughed.
Do they suck or are they good?
They're little kids,
right?
No, they're good. But
they're good.
The whole summer doing. Anyways,
but when they cry, it's pretty funny.
Aren't the fields like way smaller or something?
Yes, literally. But anyways, the point is, okay. On ESPN, they said, oh, we're having the home run derby. I'm like, the home run derby for the Little League World Series? That's new. It wasn't the home run derby. It was the home run VR derby.
Whoa.
And they had these kids with VR helmets on.
Holy shit.
Playing the game.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But that was like, I'm like, oh, they're going to show a second of that? It was like an hour
Esports.
Of them. Like, it was, but it wasn't like professionals. It was these kids who
like the
have
Olympics.
Never played this game before in the VR helmet.
Were they fat?
No.
Let me ask you
they were the team.
They were the athletes.
Were they, selling the game? Was the game
was
advertised?
Sponsored?
You know, I didn't.
Could you get it on
I'm sure
Steam?
It was. I'm sure that it was.
Interesting.
Oculus or?
But this is on like straight Vives. Up ESPN. And I'm like, I get esports to an extent. Like, I don't watch it, but I understand the appeal. These are professionals. They were, like, the best of the best playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These were just kids that picked off the Little League field who had never played this game before. Like, hey, hit, use this, play this. And I'm watching this on ESPN for an hour? Like, it was crazy. It was nuts.
That's cool.
I wonder if you could hack the game to, like,
no, it was on
you
there.
Know, put cork in your bat in VR.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you know,
sick.
You're coding.
Increase
you could,
your velocity.
You could code to throw a spitball.
Yeah, add Game Shark to VR.
Yeah. Just whistle into the VR headset.
But they kept showing this trophy they're going to give the kid who won, but it's like this, it's for
digital trophy. You download it to your phone.
Your avatar holds it on Xbox Live.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
The Sammy Sosa cheat.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't wait for VR to get to the competitive level, like kind of mixing both topics now. Yeah. I feel like I'll have the athletic edge to play some type of VR game that's like
that's
a first-person shooter where you're kind of ducking and dodging and rather than the dexterity of like, you know, a point-and-click mouse, you know, first-person shooter.
Yeah, both combined.
If it's some kind of like VR movement shooter and that's like what competitive gaming becomes in some way, that would be cool.
I think I could sick.
Ready Player One.
I want that. I want to keep training my body for that
day. You have to learn how to like crouch jump in real life.
I'm already too old, though. I'm aged out.
This is a
video game high school.
What?
It's kind of similar to that.
VGHS. Yeah, that was that YouTube series that the Rocket Jump guys did.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. It's kind of very similar. They did a lot of stuff around there that was like kind of similar to it.
Oh, wow. I never saw that. I'll check that out.
You just reminded me of Ready Player One, which I never saw Ready Player One, but
not bad.
I was teaching a workshop over the past month, and one of the students in there was 14 years old, and at one point we were talking about movies, and he was talking about how he really loved Ready Player One. He's like, let me show you some clips.
Oh,
and he started loading up Ready Player One, and it was so funny to me because like I know this is obvious, but it wasn't until this moment that it really hit me. But it was like, man, and no disrespect, but 14-year-olds don't know shit.
Oh, no.
They don't know shit. And that's not an insult. If you're 14 out there, I hope you're not insulted, but you probably don't even realize you don't know shit.
But you think you do.
You think you do, but you don't know shit.
That's the sickness of being
I had that thought yesterday.
Well, real quick. So there's a scene in Ready Player One where they recreate The Shining.
What?
Yeah.
This is like a big part that people never, I'm surprised, didn't really spoil.
So in Ready Player One, they like, it's a mishmash of all things 80s.
Right.
And at one point they go to the Overlook Hotel and things get real quiet. And it's these video game avatars in the Overlook Hotel. And they see the two girls, come play with us.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle game.
The Elevator of Blood shows up. And they go to room 237.
No.
The woman comes out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I think at the end, like, Garrett.
You didn't see the movie?
Garrett.
No.
It was a fun movie for
Garrett,
a Spielberg
correct
movie.
Me if I'm wrong, but the woman in 237 kind of turns into zombie mode and starts chasing them.
It was more advanced than what happens in the scene. There, yes. It went a next level where, and it was so that funny. Zombie lady keeps coming
It was so
out.
Funny because the 14-year-old who showed it to me, he's like, yeah, I've never seen The Shining.
See, that's mind-blowing.
And this
Holy
is when
shit.
I started thinking, like, oh, 14-year-olds don't know shit. Yeah. Like, you don't even know what this is referencing and how good the source material is. And when the woman as a zombie is, like, chasing them through the hotel, she's, like, full zombie mode. He was like, so, I've never seen The Shining, but is this pretty much it?
No.
And that was my response. I was
You're
like,
"You're gonna be bummed."
I was
bro.
Like, "Dog, you have no idea." I had to explain to them, just like, this is so not what The Shining right. is. Like, yeah. this is The Shining on like steroids. Like, The Shining is a very slow, quiet.
Oh, there's all these quick cuts.
Quiet horror.
I'm looking up a clip of it on YouTube. I never. How the fuck did no one tell me about this? I never knew. This is crazy.
They it's kind not of bad though.
You know, it's like a Robot Chicken sketch.
Aesthetically, they nail the look of The Shining, but like the feel of it, they just it's so modern and and that kid just had no point of reference for those
That's
older
funny
films.
That he has not seen the original.
And it made me realize just like I don't know, just how like younger people can get into stuff more innocently. Like me, there's a lot of stuff I don't like because it just reminds me of all this other stuff I've already seen. And I kind of forget that, you know, for younger people, they don't have that feeling. Like, right. there's nothing to reference it against to be like, oh, you're ripping off this. Just like, right. wow, this is really cool.
Oh, yeah. You know, it took me so long to realize how many Simpsons episodes rips off literally everything ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, I didn't know that. I thought they were just being funny and weird until later I realized, like, oh, this is everything that The Simpsons
being
is ripped
weird.
Off from something else.
You see all that new, that old stuff, and then now you're like, oh, I remember that Simpsons episode.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly
any like seminal piece of cinema. Yeah.
Yeah. Twin Peaks. Yeah.
It's kind
so
of
many.
Funny how like at 14 you feel like you know everything and you don't, and I feel like that happens again in your life when you're like later on in years, like in your like let's say your 80s. I don't know. Like you feel like you know everything because you've been around for so long, but you're so outdated. Like, you don't know what's now. Mm-hmm. That you kind of don't know everything again. Like you kind of like lose it.
You fall back.
Bit.
You so fall you back. Peak. You're saying
and
there's
like
a
the
peak.
Things you know, because you'd probably know a lot because you know you've been around for so long. But it's not like you know about like the vegetable truck man. But that does what does that mean to you anymore?
The
vegetable
the turnip truck. Are you talking man? About
that's
the turnip
nothing.
Truck?
That was what my great grandpa did for the record. He sold vegetables door to door. But that is something that like who knew that was even a thing?
Yeah.
Who knew?
The milkman. And
the milkman. Yeah. There's an ice man before freezer. They would sell you ice.
Yeah,
like that's crazy. Crazy.
Shit. A lot of people don't remember before the internet.
Right.
Door-to-door vegetable salesman. Yeah. I can't even fucking wrap
That's
my
a
head
Chat,
around.
A Chatfield classic.
Wow.
There's the pictures of like him like with like my grandma on like a little girl.
Get your
like,
chard here.
Full like and people would run out and like buy the vegetables for the week from
what
him.
The fuck.
And that was what people did because there wasn't stores and supermarkets. That's insane.
They didn't have Uber Eats back then.
They didn't.
He was Uber Eats.
Yeah. No shit.
Call up Chatfield.
Grandma did it.
Damn.
Yeah. Cool ass shit. That to me is like that's like as retro as it gets. So that's rad.
There's
that's
still stuff like I mean around the world and stuff like that. My
that's
friend
true.
Was in Cuba and they were out at this like really weird town or not weird town but it was like a little town and there's this guy selling like a thing of corn, just a big wagon of corn. He's like,
wow.
How much is this entire wagon? He's like, U.S. $10. And he's like, okay, about $10. Bought all the corn, delivered it to the town because they just don't ever get corn out there.
Wow.
Like, wow, okay.
Tight.
He's making he made $10 off of all the
I watch Shark Tank with Mark Cuban, and he's always talking about, my first job door-to-door selling trash bags. And I just think, like, that's a job?
What the fuck?
How you doing on trash bags? I got a whole carload of them.
You know, my grandfather was in Canada a chemical salesman door to door.
Chemicals.
Yeah, and then got into carpet cleaning.
See,
and then got into carpet selling
it's
when
so
they moved
funny
to America.
Door to door used to be an everyday thing, and now when someone comes up to my house, it's like I don't want to talk.
No soliciting.
Please don't.
I'm not a
anything.
Drug dealer. I'm a chemical salesman.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is now? Like. Old stuff used to be like, oh, the phone. Oh, the phone's calling. Oh, hey, how's it going?
Right.
Now it's like, who the fuck is calling?
Now I never pick up my phone.
Oh, don't
are
call
you me. Calling
me. Email. What are we doing?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I would just go to my friend's house, knock on their door, and ask if they were home.
Yeah. Right.
I want to revive that.
Yeah.
Just going over somebody's
Did
house.
Derek play?
Just being like, is Garrett here? No, he's not. Well, where is he?
He had to stay at school.
He went to the park. All right, thank you.
Yeah, then you run your ass to the park.
Go to the park.
Yeah.
Looking around the park. No, he left. Shit.
The fucker ain't here.
The good old days.
Now you just go check your Steam friends list and you can jump into their Counter-Strike.
No one's filling Super Soakers with pee, running around the park anymore. Everyone's on
one did that.
Everyone's on Steam.
Urban legend.
Oh, no one did that, Sean.
No, okay. Me doing it.
Did you do it?
No.
If you didn't do it, then no one did it. That's my thought.
Poop! Hey, so we are the number one gaming podcast on the internet. Thank you for joining us on a hot Sunday night. We put out a couple of videos this week, including a brand new Flame War Theater.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed it.
The next Halo. I think I'm... So two things I like about this one. It's Newgrounds, and I really wanted to go back to Newgrounds because our pilot episode of Flame War Theater, we did Newgrounds, but that's before we kind of figured out the format. So it's like we didn't nail all the typos. It was our, you know, basically a pilot.
Right.
So I was dying to go back to Newgrounds because that was my home. I had, I think, over 10,000 posts on Newgrounds.
Damn,
that, right? I spent like a decade on that site. I was fucked up. But so I wanted to go back to Newgrounds, and I found a great topic. God, there's something so special about Newgrounds. Everyone is an asshole for no reason, and that topic is such a great example because it's just like a bunch of dorks, like probably 10, 12-year-old kids being like, oh, what's the next Halo going to be? And every other response is people coming in and shitting on them.
Yeah.
But Derek's character is so eager to talk about Halo that he kind of ignores the violence going on.
You know what I miss from the 90s and early 2000s? People are going to think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody was a lot meaner back then for no reason.
Yeah. You knew how to let it roll off your back. Like,
no, but just culturally, people were unnecessarily mean.
The attitude.
It was like, butthead.
I
like,
remember thinking, I was thinking about this the other day because I had remembered the movie Boiler Room, which is a movie I really like about like being in a stock room. And I remember the scene where they have a company meeting and it's everybody's first day and a guy sits in the boss's chair and Ben Affleck's the boss. He comes in. He's like, oh, dog, you're in my chair. Sorry. And the guy's like, oh, I'm sorry. And he gets up and the guy sitting next to him goes, poof, dumbass. And Ben Affleck chews him out. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking piece of shit. And it just reminded me of like being in high school. I was like, yep, that's what you do. Somebody sat in the wrong chair. You call them dumbass with as much venom as you can. Because
you would call people out a lot more.
That's just how things work. Like people were unnecessarily mean
back
then.
I remember even as a kid, because I was obsessed with media and TV, I would always watch stuff and there'd be things of like, oh, high school bullies, bullies, bullies. By the time I got to high school in like the mid-2000s, like 2005, there weren't like bullies anymore. I was always, as a kid, I was afraid that archetype existed.
Yeah, I never.
You know what? I think you are like the younger generation than us.
Yeah.
Because we had bullies for sure.
Yeah.
I might have been one.
I believe it.
You know, Super Soakers.
I believe
No, I didn't really.
I was good.
I didn't really experience bullies, but there were bad kids. And it wasn't that they bullied me, but they were just angry kids.
Yeah.
There were kids in my class that was like, yo, Joe. No, I'm not talking to him.
Don't fuck with him. You just knew don't fuck with those kids.
That's a bad kid.
It's like the bad boys.
Nothing to lose.
Yeah. I think I straight up, I got bullied for sure in middle school. In high school, no. But in middle school, there were like people who would like pull me aside and like, you know, push me over and like beat me up and stuff. Like I would get that.
I found out how to make those kids kind of laugh.
That's what I did,
And then I would use comedy as a tactic to kind of like get out of their grasp.
Because I was,
and then to like fucking know to leave those guys away, or always have like some kind of self-deprecating, you know, kind of like joke.
I was really fat from like sixth grade to 11th grade. So yeah, like no one could ever make fun of me for being fat because I was already so funny and detached that like everyone just wanted to be my friend. So there was never any like, I don't know, pins on me.
Yeah,
I was always able to deflect it.
It's all on the internet now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's all anonymous.
Like that's where I grew up. It was like that transitional period from like, let me get shoved into a locker to let me go ahead and scold you on MySpace.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I was, dude, MySpace was weird. My friends and I would troll. MySpace had high school message boards. So what my friends I was like in, I think at this point I was in 11th grade. My friends and I, we made fake MySpace profiles of pretend 9th graders, and we'd go on the MySpace high school message boards and be like, can't wait to start freshman year. I'm going to get so much pussy. And we would start fights with kids, and they're like, all right, Sean-O-Matic, I'm going to meet you at the lunch line. Be there, you fucking dork. And then we'd see a kid wait by the lunch line.
Yeah.
And like, he would wait for an imaginary, like, we were bored kids on the internet,
just
so we
trolling.
Were awful trolls, and that's why I understand why, like, 4chan and stuff is, like, an endless September. There's always gonna be kids there, because I was like that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And, like, even Lulinks, which is a, like, blocked message board, no one can see there, but, like, if people on the internet were so miserable, and now that everything's kind of more public on Twitter and Facebook, it's like, people have to be more out in the open. Yeah. So it's a less, it's kind of
less anonymous. Little,
yeah, less anonymous and less toxic.
More consequences. Yeah,
I hardly remember MySpace. I used it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember like how it worked really. I remember you had like your top 9 friends and it was like a big deal.
Jesus. Well, don't embarrass us. Don't embarrass us. Oh,
no. Come on, Sean.
You obviously didn't use the bulletin board.
I didn't.
Oh, this guy's talking out of his ass.
9 friends.
But like, I avoided that. Sean had the more advanced MySpace. you guys weren't on his level.
Plus.
Yeah. This guy had paid MySpace.
Transaction.
Got one extra friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
$100 a month.
Facebook is dead.
Yes.
Let's jump off that bandwagon. Let's get MySpace back on though. Let's just start
No way.
Let's start it again.
We're on to the next thing. Now it's like Instagram.
Instagram.
The thing,
I forget what the fuck they just changed the name to. I taught a student 2 years ago and now she's like an influencer on a program called Musical.ly. They just changed it. I think the name is now TikTok. She has like 200 followers on Twitter, 40,000 followers on Instagram, 400,000 on this app called Musical.ly, which is now TikTok.
I've heard
no
of that.
No idea what that is, but it's
what
like...
What is it, though? Yeah.
I don't know. I think wherever you see those really awful, like, Green Day Rick and Morty... Have you ever seen those weird Rick and Morty lip syncs?
No.
It's a weird subculture. It's a weird subculture. But it's like Christ. There's Instagram, then you get younger Snapchat, and even younger than Snapchat is, like, Musical.ly or TikTok.
I'm into Morty culture.
But, dude, there's Morty always going to be new shit
I'm
out
into,
there.
I'm yeah. a big Morty
it's crazy.
Head.
It's crazy. I feel like Twitter's my speed. I'm good with Twitter.
Yeah.
I still use Instagram, but, like, I like Twitter a lot.
Yeah, Twitter's great.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyways, capping back to what we're saying, Flamewar Theater, YouTube. It was a good episode.
It's a good one. Halo.
Yeah, Halo never.
I love the Twilight Zone ending.
Yeah,
and that guy nailed it. He nailed it.
Yeah,
and again, going back to message boards, and everyone was so needlessly sarcastic and mean. This random guy, Dan Bot, in 2005 was making a joke, or maybe he was a genius. Oh, it's gonna be the same as Halo 4, Halo 5, Halo 6. He says Halo Battlefield, which is almost Battlegrounds.
So
he
close.
Almost like
so close.
Yeah. But,
I mean, and he's just guessing at names that could
and
be.
Then,
and look,
sure enough, I mean, it's like you know, Mike Judge, Idiocracy. We're living in it now. This guy was making satire that became real.
Dude, I'd go to Starbucks after this.
So there you go. Flamewar Theater, it just keeps going. It never changes.
Mm-hmm.
Flamewar Theater 4, Flamewar Theater 5, Flamewar Theater Infinite.
God, what's gonna happen next?
So you may is probably you probably haven't noticed, but I'm gonna tell you, Rocco's not here.
Wait,
what?
What?
I know.
Oh, shit.
Where's main guy?
It's me in the captain's chair today, which I don't really know if I like.
I thought that was the captain's chair.
Can you deliver? Oh,
they're both co-captains.
Wait, did anyone here go to Power Morphicon?
No. Well, Rocco did. He's currently there. And this is what I...
Rocco is at Power Morphicon currently.
Rocco
he's
is
morphing.
A judge.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Here's the thing.
Power Rangers Film Festival.
Rocco could be here tonight where he has to share the spotlight with the five of us. You know, he's one sardine in the can.
Yep.
I can't blame him for his decision. He went to Power Morphicon where he is a superstar.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is like...
Celebrity judge.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like, you know, Brad Pitt shows up at your local high school talent show. It's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
The real guy's here.
Yeah.
That's where Rocco is right
Damn.
Now. So... Shouts out to my friend, celebrity status.
Yeah, mad respect.
He's laying down the celebrity dong at Power Morphicon.
It's true, dude.
Metaphorically speaking.
I saw him work
on Twitter. He has this bit where like he's like fighting a lot of infighting on his Twitter.
Well, you know that Ceiling Fan Media has been fucking him over,
right? Which is a whole. That's a whole.
What is Ceiling Fan Media?
He signed his. Dude,
personal channel.
He signed his fucking personal channel over.
I don't get.
Yeah, he signed over with a new like. You know,
influencer
company, I guess.
Voltage Avengers.
Yeah. Mm.
So, and it's some bullshit fly-by-night deal, so of course they fucked them.
Right.
And then I heard something went wrong with the panel he's supposed to have.
This is the thing. I think that really happened.
On Saturday?
It was a screw job.
On Friday.
The Anaheim screw job. See, what's going on with this?
Rocco had a panel, which... Let's just take a sit back for a second and think of the fact that Rocco has a panel.
This is like four years in a row.
He earned it.
Right.
I'm telling you, he's the superstar of Power Morphicon. It's,
like,
it's crazy.
Can you imagine? He's such a fan that he's such a diehard fan of something that he has a panel about being a fan.
But I mean, who knows more about it?
He's a true expert. He's like a Power
Rangers. Especially on the toys.
He's like a Power Rangers historian.
Yeah. Yes.
He really is. Which is. I mean, Yeah, I guess I'm proud of him.
Like, I am very definitely.
You, you make fun of him whenever he does the.
Can we get some of his toys out of his office? Maybe?
I think that
we I'm just so impressed Frank, by it all.
We shouldn't do that.
Wow,
and that's a bad idea.
Well,
okay,
I'm on the record.
Hold on,
bad idea.
We voiced an idea. He might have taken
the
crap.
I want to let everybody know what's going on right now. Frank is going into Rocco's office and is going to mess with Rocco's toys, which is the number one thing you should never do.
Yeah, I feel bad. If even you know Rocco. Yeah, I was making a joke.
Don't touch his toy.
If you
collection.
Ever come into our office, wow. Never do what Frank is doing. Kids will never come back to our office.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see.
Hang out, that's fine.
I'm excited to see the fallout next week. From what is happening right now.
He's gone.
This could
and
be.
I'm a little concerned.
He might have just gone to the bathroom. We don't know.
I hope it's for okay. his.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is like one of the original.
He bought this when he was in middle school.
This is vintage.
This thing is like 20 years old. And
you
get fucking
$500 on eBay for this thing right now.
Oh, my God.
You're
going to have to put it in back.
In the one shot? Okay. Yeah, put it behind here. Hand it to me.
I'm not touching it.
Don't
touch
that.
I tried grabbing something else, and as I picked it, it was about to knock over three things. It really is like.
I think Rocco has shadow boxed this thing so much.
Yeah.
We don't need a head.
What's up with the head? You broke the head.
Yeah, it like snapped off when I picked it up. It wasn't important.
You know, it's so back to this. I have a lot to say about this Rocco thing.
Okay.
So
now like Rocco's here. Wow.
What do you have to say? Get it out.
I think his panel was pushed back to 9:30 and then they canceled his panel.
I think that really happened.
That sucks.
That does suck. And I felt terrible. So I hope that's not the case.
I hope that's not the case, too, because like I know he worked on stuff for that panel.
He really worked his ass off for the panel.
Yeah.
He really legitimately takes it seriously. So hopefully that did not happen.
Surprisingly, he takes it seriously.
Rocco has, I'm thinking now, he has a morpher, helmets, weapons. All like
all the weapons. Guns, swords, daggers.
He has literally everything to be a Power Ranger except for the suit.
We gotta get him some spandex.
Let's get him a legit suit.
Some spandex.
Yeah. He has everything else.
We'd probably have to custom order it.
Yeah, we can dress up.
Let's do it.
Let's
do it. Is that the next podcast? Everyone gets a Power Rangers costume?
I'm in. I want to be pink.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll be
pterodactyl.
Cool.
Rocco!
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We'll have to settle for whatever's left over.
Yeah. We're getting the cool costumes.
Yellow.
Okay. I think we should all call it now.
I'm pink.
Yeah.
I'll be green.
Okay. Someone take white and red, because that's what he wants.
You're green. I'll be all right, I'll be the Red Ranger. Fuck it.
Who's going to be the white power?
Someone should be white or and green.
Yeah, the white power.
I'm green.
He's green. I'm red.
I'm pink.
Someone be white.
Frank's.
You're white.
All right,
Garrett's white power.
Julian, what do you want to be?
I'll be Rita Repulsa.
Julian will be the Black Ranger.
Kevin, what do you want to be?
What?
Kevin will be
yellow.
You got tree.
Kevin will be yellow.
Blue?
Yellow, that's cool.
Rocco, we'll make Rocco Billy, the smart one.
That seems
the nerdy one.
Billy got kicked out for that little kid in that movie.
Yeah, what? Make Rocco be Billy. He would hate that.
I think he would love it. I think that was an honor.
Is Billy the dork with like the suspenders?
Yes.
Yeah. He's the nerdy one.
I remember playing the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers beat 'em up game on Super Nintendo, and when you picked as him, you'd be a dork with the suspenders, and be like, "That's lame." So
overalls.
Rocco, yeah, overalls. Oh yeah, same.
They all the Rangers were picking on Billy.
Yeah.
Well, look at that in the chat. We got some Mighty Morphin avatars.
I have to actually hand it to Rocco because he has been a Power Rangers fan since before I've known him.
Yes.
And I've never met anybody who stuck with something for so long.
Yeah.
You know, like, it. At this point, he can't stop because then it's like you have to he needs a whole new identity if he just decided one day, like, I'm not into Power Rangers anymore. Like, I don't know. It's kind of it's kind of cool to me that somebody could be so into something for so long and be so diehard for it. I think that's respectable.
That's how you earn that panel. That's how you earn a celebrity judge.
Yeah, he never
ever
flinched.
It's true.
In his love for Power Rangers.
It's true. Yeah.
Never once.
It only grows.
It
gets more ingrained.
It would have been so easy for him to, like, you know, take that away and just like maybe still feel it but never like you know express it so clearly. And proudly, does.
Like, I remember when I first met Rocco, we would go back and forth. He's like, oh, I'm in the Power Rangers. And I'd always tell him, like, for me, I'm the same way about The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And we would go back and forth, like, well, do you know who wrote these episodes? Yeah, it was this writer. Well, do you know all this behind-the-scenes stuff? Yeah. But then it came to a point where I was like, okay, I'm not into this show anymore. Like,
right.
I don't want to follow it anymore. But he stuck with it.
Damn. Keeps going.
Damn.
Respect, Rocco.
Respect.
Mad respect.
Even like I'm thinking like okay I fucking love the Padres. There were a couple of years where I was like I'm over this.
Yeah,
and I stopped watching baseball for a while. But I jumped back on that train.
Well, you know, maybe during Lightspeed Rescue and stuff, and Ninja Force, or you know, Dino Power. He might have backed off a little, but it like all the old stuff's kind of getting good again. There's been some new good Japanese shows.
Into it.
He's remained pretty steady, is what you're saying?
He's gonna love that we talked about Power Morphicon.
I know.
Endearingly. On this podcast that he wasn't here. And next week he's gonna want to talk about Power Morphicon. Yeah. And we would have already covered it.
I want to find out what happened to his panel.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll have a rant or something on his YouTube channel.
It's like the ending of the podcast next week.
Yeah. It'll be like Kevin Smith's like Too Fat to Fly. He'll have like a 300 tweet essay about it. Or a book. Or a Hall H Q&A.
What else happened this week?
Separate, but real fast. We were talking about White Power Rangers. I want to talk about
Black Klansman. Glad you said Rangers.
Okay. Black Klansman, Spike Lee's new joint. I really liked it. It's really good. It's the premise of Black Klansman. It's loosely based on a memoir. There was a black cop in Colorado Springs who infiltrated the KKK. And what he would do is he called the KKK and would use like a white voice to talk to the KKK and then send a white cop to the meetings. And then they work together to kind of bring them down. The movie, it's like Spike Lee in full form. Like, it's full of energy. It's crazy. It's like part police procedural, part thriller. It's like all satirical.
Uh-huh.
Not since like American History X has there been a movie with so many like racial epithets. And like, it's just nonstop.
Yeah.
But like, it's satirical.
Like, so what do they say?
You know, pretty.
I'm trying to think, but drawing a blank. Can you give me an example?
Yeah. What year does this take place?
I think it takes place in 79. True to Spike Lee fashion, the opening title card's great. I think it starts like a Spike Lee joint, Black Klansman, and it says, based on some for real shit. And then the movie starts.
Oh, dope.
But yeah, Black Klansman. I think it's playing everywhere. It's pretty good. And then I also saw, I don't know if you've seen this, Derek, but has anyone here seen Brian De Palma's body double?
No.
Oh my God. So like Brian De Palma did like Phantom of the Paradise and like Scarface, other great movies. After Scarface, he made Body Double, which the first half is like very cheesy Hitchcock. The second half turns into like a porn thriller. Or it's like it's a fucking crazy movie. But it's about a guy who becomes obsessed peeking into a girl's window as she like strip teases every single night.
For who? Who's she teasing for?
Dude, she just likes to get horny and get off.
She does it for herself?
Yes! That's incredible. Sick. It's incredible.
Dude.
Does it for herself?
Check out do that. But yeah, it's about a struggling actor in LA and he like in between jobs and he becomes obsessed with this girl and then he ends up getting into porn and it's fucking, it's like super coked out 80s, neon. It's awesome. Body double. Oh, yeah. That's all you need to know. It's very
check
good.
That. I love De Palma.
Dude, De Palma's good. Good shit.
It's all vaporwave.
It opens. With it opens. The opening shot is a graveyard with neon palm trees.
Spoiler!
Wow!
It's fucking sick. It's fucking
spoiler!
Sick.
Spoiler alert!
Those are my two film recies.
Neon goth. Spoiler.
Neon goth. Hey, neon goth. That's a new. No one's done that yet. We should do that.
Subculture. Neon. Spoiler.
Neon goth.
I noticed. Remember that podcast Spooked? I told you.
Whoa.
They're coming back.
You had me listen to that.
Is it back?
They use that term.
How many episodes are out?
3 episodes.
Oh, that is my favorite podcast. No offense to this podcast. This one's
this
all
one's
right.
Okay.
Spooked is way
stop
better.
Saying that term. Wait.
That's the name of the podcast.
I can't.
Jeremiah Watkins.
You're not watching Black Klansman anymore. We're in the real world, okay?
Glenn Washington.
Washington.
Yeah.
Glenn,
he's a host of Spooked.
I love and Snap right? Judgment, which are two great podcasts.
You know, this is so stupid. Nobody is going to think this is funny, but I'll do it anyways. Spooked, he has a cadence the way he sets up every episode.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I started
about.
Doing this stupid running gag when I listen to Spooked. I do a parody podcast called Spoopy. Which is so dumb.
Yeah, that's some internet shit.
But I take, I'll just say this to myself, and I take his cadence, but then I just say stuff that is like not scary.
Right.
You know, it's just like, you're sitting in your house when you hear a dog go bark in the night. But when you look out the window, there's no dog to be seen. Spoopy. It's just shit, because that's every episode. Yeah. He starts.
He talks about like, weird shit about when he was a kid and
the cult he was in.
You never go in that room. But then I went in that room. And my brother was like, why did you take me to the room? And I let him down. And I learned never turn out the lights.
That's pretty good. Glenn Washington.
Is it just someone telling scary stories?
No, it is.
Time?
supposedly real supernatural experiences. Okay. People share it with the host.
Yeah, so the whole, it started with this, there's a podcast called Snap Judgment, and it's this people talking about real things that happened to him, whether it be like them in the military or whatever. But every time at Halloween, he would do like a scary one. I'm like, hey, this is some weird shit.
People love that.
I don't believe in ghosts, but this is what happened to me or whatever. And so then he decided that first season was just all of those Snap Judgment episodes, Halloween episodes into one season. Yeah. And now they're new episodes for this. The second season so far isn't as good as the first season, I believe. But it's still good. It's still interesting, you know. But
when something gets popular, you know you get some fake ones in there.
They don't feel like they're fake. They're just kind of like, the last time I heard it was like, this isn't scary to me.
Even towards the end of season one, though, I felt like maybe one or two of these might be made up.
Sure.
Oh, definitely. There were some where I was like, why are you even putting this on your show? It's so below
the
caliber of the other stories we've heard. Did you hear them all?
Yeah, I listened to all of season one.
Well, in season one, my least favorite story was the unicorn doll. Do you remember that story?
That one sucked.
Yeah, this girl's like...
I can't even remember that.
Because it was so lame. It was an email story, and she's like, my aunt gave me this porcelain doll, and it was a horse prince with horse hooves, and I would at night hear clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop.
Oh, okay.
And then it's like, but then I went out one night, and my mom had thrown the doll into the fireplace. Spooked.
If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe to our Patreon. It's
there is the one with the little boy in the woods was fucking scary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was scary. And then the one
was creepy.
But the clown in Mexico.
That one was creepy.
There's a couple, check it out.
I don't want to listen to him alone when I got to come here at night alone.
Oh, the woman who is pregnant who moves into the home that used to be a torture chamber.
Yeah.
And feels like she's being haunted by whatever
shit's laying pressing down on her.
Spirits are there. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it.
The hair's stuck up on him.
Dang.
The hair's sticking up. He's a wolf man.
I really like Spooked. It's my favorite podcast.
Yeah, I really have become like, I drive to so many different things now that like podcasts are like my main source of entertainment.
It's awesome. It's free.
It is awesome. Free and the quality entertainment. Of it is like amazing. Like there's like, it's like documentaries, a lot of them.
Yeah.
I was thinking though, like I was thinking about Frank, honestly. And I was like, he posts all the time about movies he's watching. I miss movies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have the time.
Yeah, with all the kids, it's hard, right? It's hard. Even with MoviePass.
Well, I saw Meg. Now.
Yeah.
You saw that, huh?
Yeah.
but I miss them. So this is like my new form of entertainment that I'm like on right now. Mm-hmm. Is podcasts. Yeah. I plan on going back to movies someday, but like right now I can just focus on podcasts.
Hey, one day all your kids will be out of the nest.
Listen to Doug Loves Movies, and then that's, they talk about movies.
And I'll kind of live through that.
Yeah, and he's from San Diego, so it's kind of local flavor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Not bad.
Hell yeah.
Playing a Leonard Maltin game. Meg was like the only option on MoviePass, so we just saw it. And it was better than I thought. I like Jason Statham.
He's in that?
He's well built.
Does he need muscles to like go fishing?
Hell yeah, he's got like fucking traps swimmer's that bod. Stick up like shit, all crazy. He's all hairy and shit like Andrei Arlovsky used to be.
Wow.
It was dope. You know, it's some cheesy movie. It ain't gonna last.
It ain't gonna last.
Ain't gonna last. No Meg 2 for these boys. It was kind of cool though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody playing any games?
I gotta play, I mentioned it last week, but I played Phantom Doctrine. I played that on my stream, but I played it for a few hours. Easiest way to describe it is it's Metal Gear Solid meets XCOM. Like, it's fucking...
I saw you playing it. Yeah, it's cool.
It sounds cool.
It's really fun. It's out on consoles this week, too. PS4, Xbox One, PC. Yeah, if you like XCOM, it's the same exact shit, except instead of aliens, you're fighting, like, Russian spies.
Is
like
it military, kind of, like cel-shaded cartoon animation style?
No, I think that's... There's a game called Invisible Ink. I think that's it. Phantom Doctrine, it's like XCOM. So it's, like, 3D graphics.
And then realistic.
When you go in to attack someone, the camera will punch in and do, like, the overhead shots.
Yeah, it was cool how it got real cinematic for the actual moves being executed.
It's cool.
And then it would back off, like... A wider view of your table.
And man, like it's fun. Like I think you've talked about Derek, like playing like PC strategy games, like Age of Empires. There's something when I was playing it, my heart was almost hurting because it's so fucking intense. Like every decision, like oh god, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Fuck up.
Yeah, I love those games where everything stops and you need to take a moment to think
like
about
chess.
The next thing you're gonna do. Like okay, if I move here, shit, this guy could come here. Mm-hmm. Oh, but then I have this guy here.
This guy,
it's
man.
Like chess.
Yeah, and you really have to think about every angle. And then the worst is you. This happens to me when I play XCOM. I'll be like, thinking about it for 20 minutes, be like, fuck it. It's airtight. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I hit execute, and then my dude runs the position, and out of nowhere, over some guy that I forgot to think about pulls out with like a fucking sniper rifle, blows the dude's head off, and it's like, half hour of my life just wasted.
Yeah.
It just hurts so bad.
And then that's where sucks. I have the like philosophical debate of like with save scrubbing, where it's like, if you really fuck up,
you have to.
So yeah, I don't do it often, but if I majorly fuck up, it's like, oh come on, I'm gonna repeat. But like, it's Kevin Met pointed out, it's just like with any game. If you play a first person shooter, you're doing quick saves.
Yeah.
If you get shot a bit, you're not gonna fucking reload. But if you majorly fuck up, go back. You play at your speed. So I'm playing Phantom Doctrine on medium, and I think per rat match, I'll maybe save scrub just like once, but I feel like I'm getting better at learning the
you
game.
You do get better. Like with my experience with XCOM, that happens a couple times. You get real fucking careful.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, I'm surveying the perimeter. Yes. Like we're setting up.
Scouting ahead.
We're setting up a line here. Yeah. I'm setting scouts out. And it gets to the point where if I do lose a team member, I'll still complete the mission, and then I have to assess, like, mm-hmm. how bad it was. Like, all right, I lost this guy, but he was kind of a rookie, and we did a successful mission other than that. I'm just going to keep playing. Or it's like, fuck, dude, my three best fucking warriors got killed. Like, I can't – I got to restart.
Yeah, I – so, like, half of Phantom Doctrine is the actual gameplay. The other half is the base building. And so right now I'm developing the where you can change your identities. So I want to make Jared Thorbon cheap-ass gamer. Mm. And so if he
– put him in the game.
I always make my friends, and then it's really fucking sad if one of my friends dies.
I do that too. Hey, you know what I do? I do myself in XCOM. And then it's like I want to guard that person so much. They're not even getting combat experience.
Yeah.
Like,
no, treatment. My little baby.
Yeah.
Garrett talked about, like, in playing Final Fantasy VII, naming his characters after crushes.
Yeah. Oh, all the girls in high school, man, were, like, just, my Final Fantasy VII
it's
character
names. It's fun putting
names.
Yourself in the game like that.
Yeah.
You feel really bad when they die.
I went back and started playing Metal Gear Solid 5.
Whoa,
again.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Nice. New save or just going back on the
brand
old
brand new
mission?
Save, because I was playing it on PC, and then I got a new PC, so I didn't want to like start over. Yeah. And then it was available for free on PS4
a
few months ago, so I grabbed it. So I'm playing the PS4 version again. And
great.
Man, the opening scene, that whole like escaping the hospital, that is like one of my favorite movies to come out in the past 10 years.
Yeah. Like, it is so amazing.
It's nuts.
It is so amazing. Like, it's incredible. I think it's one of the best, like, little nuggets of gameplay. I know overall Metal Gear Solid 5 kind of is polarizing for some people.
Yeah.
But I think just that opening segment of escaping the hospital is incredible and unlike any other game experience I've had, where you're just thrown into the situation and I don't know, the way they play with expectations, the way Kojima does it, where it's like, we're going to have to take the stairs. And then your character is like so, like limping and crawling. It's like, we're taking the fucking stairs? Like, there's no way I'm taking the stairs.
Yeah.
And then he's like, we can't take the stairs. Not it. We got to take the elevator. So you go to the elevator, all this crazy shit happens. It's like, all right, now we're going back to the stairs. And like, I don't know, you're just, they set it up and you have these expectations and then they subvert it and they do it time and again and time and again for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's so good. I love it
and
so
much.
And
it's a gory, violent.
Yep. It's like a horror movie.
It really is. It's a horror action movie.
Yeah, you're being hunted and they're just like, the other people in the hospital are getting murdered.
Yeah, and the way that like you're hiding under the beds and you just see the feet come in and slowly walk from bed to bed and the bullets come through and the blood leaks down and they're moving slowly towards your bed.
So good.
It's like Friday the 13th with like special ops and guns.
Yeah,
so good. So I started replaying that. And then I don't know how I found this game. I was just I don't know how I stumbled across this game, but I started playing a Metroidvania game called Omega Strike, which is out on Steam.
Is that kind of look like Metal Slug? It's
yeah.
Like army dudes?
Yeah. It's like a Metroidvania with army guys. And what's cool is you can hot swap your characters. So did you ever play the game Lost Vikings on Super Nintendo?
Oh my god, yeah.
Where you had three Vikings and they all had different abilities and at any point you could switch to a different Viking.
Ooh,
it's that mechanic.
That's cool.
But you have like a guy with a machine gun and then you have like a stronger guy who can push heavy boulders and he has a shotgun.
Cool.
And then you kind of have like a SWAT team member who I can't remember what kind of gun he has, but he can like double jump and move. He can jump higher and move faster. So, you know, that's the game right there. It's Metroidvania.
Omega Strike. I think it's also on PS4. I never played it, but I found out about it because the guy who I did a show called Neighborhood Game Club and At the Computer, the composer's name is Coda. He does the music for that game, Omega Strike. So if you like that, how's the soundtrack of that game? Is it like Genesis sounding, or is it just fit the vibe?
Honestly, couldn't tell you.
Okay.
it doesn't stand out.
Okay, okay.
As good or bad. I'll pay attention to all it right, next cool, time yeah, I play.
Mega Strike. I want
to
check that shit out too.
I started weirdly playing, we're playing old stuff, I guess, but I started playing GTA 5 online.
Okay. How, that is like a, that game evolved so much. What I know. What the hell is that like
and
now?
That's what I wanted to see, because I know how much is still coming out. And now there's like kind of cool daily, or not even daily, but like hourly objectives always going on. Jesus. When, but it's cool. It's like, oh, hey, in a half hour, this like longest jump in a car is going to start. So like if you're just out online in the world, you can try to place and get this. And then if you get it, you'll, it's just kind of always there's stuff popping up.
That's cool.
That you can jump into. There's a lot more things peppered around the city to stop and do races, fights.
I played Grand Theft Auto 3 in Vice City hundreds of hours when I was 12 years old, and now there's this fucking universe I could have played. Like,
but I put a lot, I put a PS3 time into GTA 5 online, and then that was the only thing that carried over when it came out on PS4, was the online. You couldn't carry your first person or your single player game, which is why I never finished the thing. But the online stuff I all carried over, played a lot on the PPS back in the day on PS4. But yeah, having fun picking that up from where I left off with my good cars and like all my loadouts and clothes and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Something happened to me. I was just watching TV and Lennon, who is almost four now, asked to play a video game, which has never happened before.
Wow. She's like, can I play?
She walked up to me and gave me Splatoon. And she's like, can we play this? And it's like, oh, fuck. We played it like a year ago. You remember this game? And she was like fucking into it.
On the Switch,
yeah.
Splatoon 2.
I gave her the controller, and she's like walking around, and she killed a couple people, which like I like thought like, man, they have no idea they got killed by a three-year-old.
3 years old.
Yeah. But anyways, like that game still rules. This is all a fun game.
Trish was playing that today.
It's a good game.
That's still like a very, very active community plays that game.
Yeah. They're like diehard.
I love that game. That's probably my favorite shooter to play.
Really?
PUBG Mobile and that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Julian, anything for you? You playing
any hot games?
All in on World of Warcraft right now.
Really? Oh, how's the new expansion?
Oh, it's so good. Oh my god. I love World of Warcraft. So I have a tattoo.
Where? What is it?
It's the Horde logo.
Oh, we got Horde.
Damn. Holy
Alliance, beware.
Yeah, fuck the Alliance.
This guy worked in esports.
Fuck.
He knows.
Oh, dude, I'm all in video games, man. That's my life.
What
in wrestling, I guess.
Going into this new expansion, are you leveling your like main character? Did you start a new one? What do you mean?
I boosted my priest, so I leveled my priest. I did it in a day. I did it like less than
damn.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I did it really fast. I was like too into it. Like I was like, oh shit, I woke up. I was like,
hardcores know how to like grind, and it like shit doesn't last when an update comes.
I mean, what is it? 2018. I've been playing it for 14 years.
Yeah. Oh,
so fuck. I started playing WoW when I was in ninth grade back in 2005.
Dude, for you, some emotes.
Oh, for the award. Yeah, I started playing that shit in 2005, and I'm trying not to think about it because I'm so busy. Every time an expansion comes out, I will play it for like 2 months straight, and I have to just say no this time.
Yeah. My brother-in-law is into it.
Yeah, it's so, like right now, a lot of people that I normally play with are still on the grind in the leveling mode, so I'm kind of like, I took a back seat a little bit. It was nice because we had Galacticated this weekend, so it was like, I could focus on
work stuff.
I could focus on wrestling. Then.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I'm like, I was playing it before I came here. And
for those of you who don't know, Julian is one of the wrestlers with Super Awesome Showdown.
Yeah.
They had a show at Game Days last year. Yeah. Were you at New Game Plus?
Yeah, I was there. I played one of the side characters. I think I was like one of the Magnus minions that was throwing people into.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. We're going to try to bring Super Awesome Showdown back to Game Days this year.
Nice.
There's an open invitation. I hope that it works out. It's all a matter of getting a venue in Anaheim.
Yes.
So it's a little bit out of our hands, but hopefully we make it work. Last night was our WrestleMania, like our main event of the season. It's called Galacticadia. It was actually Galacticadia 5. Julian had a crazy match. Did you get injured during your match at all?
I didn't, thank God.
Lucky. You were lucky.
Do you get nervous before? Like, you have to, right? Like, you could get really fucked up.
This is going to sound, like, egotistical or arrogant. I don't.
Really?
Yeah, it's because, like, the nice thing about Super Awesome Showdown is that it's not exactly, like, Garrett, you've been, it's not wrestling.
Yeah.
It's so much more.
I've been.
Rock opera, right?
A lot of people watching went to the Game Days New Game Plus. They were there.
Yeah, so I mean, the people who have seen it.
There's definitely the risk, though, of something going wrong.
Yeah.
Landing wrong.
I hurt my shoulder in not this past match, but the match before that. I was wrestling three different people in a row. I was, like, in a gauntlet match, and in every match, my shoulder fell out of a socket.
Oh,
like, it was, like, the first time she jerked it, and it popped right back in. I was like, oh, shit, okay, this is going to be the entire time.
That?
Yeah.
Yikes.
But I got repaired, and I'm all good now.
Last night, there was a lot of crazy shit going on. Somebody dove off the second story balcony into a group of people.
What the fuck? That's a first, because
CKY shit.
I feel like I fucking missed out, man.
That's crazy.
I want to see that shit.
Vic Valentine, once he do his finisher, Big Vic Weekend, where he kind of like has somebody's head on his shoulder, and he will put 2 feet up on the second rope, jump off, and then like twist and slam them down.
Oh, that's cool.
But when he jumped off the rope, the person who he was holding him put their hands against his back and threw him over the ropes.
Reversal.
He landed. There's a little camera on a tripod pointing at the announce table. He landed on that tripod and just smashed the whole thing. I thought he got impaled on this tripod.
Oh, fuck.
It was fucking crazy.
I was over at the bar and I was like, oh, there's a camera there.
It's some crazy like, shit.
Oh, shit. Well,
did the camera survive? Or did
the camera was broken.
Did we get the shot?
I didn't check it, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
the camera
crazy.
Was facing the announcers. They didn't even see what was going on. But, yeah, just all night, crazy shit. Death-defying feats being accomplished. It was a cool show.
Hell yeah.
So I really hope we could bring it out to game days.
It was hot in there, too.
It was really hot. I know. I had a couple of friends who came, and they left at intermission. They're like, sorry, it's too hot in there.
Yeah, I walked out there, and I was like, oh, shit. Does this place have air conditioning?
Hell
like
95 no.
95 degrees in here with lights.
Tango Del Rey is old school.
Yeah. They're like, we don't have air conditioning. We barely even have insurance.
Yeah.
hey, we do want to mention really quick before we end this podcast that we do have pre-orders going right now for the soft hat.
That's right.
Gary is currently wearing.
The dad hats, the 64s.
Derek's new shirt. I think it's the gunslinger shirt is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Those sold out like insanely fast, which thank you everyone for ordering those. So we put up a pre-order. That's going till Friday. So
and then there was something weird with these went on sale early.
A little glitch in the Matrix.
So those sold out super fast as well, and now there's a pre-order up for more of those, a second printing.
Correct.
So get in.
Get in the pre-orders now before Friday, and then you can snag one. We'll get it to you as soon as it's made. So.
Hell yeah.
High-quality shit you guys got here, too, man.
Thank you.
All the merch is good.
Thank you.
I mean, I work for a t-shirt company, too, so.
Oh, so you'll know.
Dude.
You would know.
We'll take you through the store. We'll pick your brain.
Yeah. Go in there and this all sucks and terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
And stay tuned because we've got new merch coming out soon.
Oh, my God.
So if this doesn't tickle your fancy, the next one will. I guarantee it.
Oh.
You're going to like the way it looks.
You are. I guarantee
it. What
is that? That's Men's Warehouse.
Like, that's Mega 64. We invented the.
Yeah, they ripped us off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name, though? Ooh.
Ron Papillon.
Tim? No.
No.
Cook.
Some kook.
Yeah, before he was the CEO of Apple, he was the Men's Warehouse.
Men's Warehouse.
He's also a client.
His name was Cornwall Slop.
man.
Do you guys want to end it here, or do you want to keep going?
Shit. No, we got a plug. Garrett, what do you got in the archive channel?
Yeah.
Well, you know, every Wednesday we're doing that poorly played stream. Still, it's Metal Gear Stream Summer.
Are you close to beating it?
You got the disc too, right?
We're getting slow now. We got to. You know, like when you play an old game that you have fond memories of, you have fond memories of like the beginning of it because that's the part you play like a lot.
Totally. Yep.
But the like last half, you kind of only have played maybe once or twice. In my case, only once.
What part are you at?
We got to the second disc of Metal Gear 2 or Metal Gear 1.
Yeah.
And
so you're just past Sniper Wolf.
Yes.
We finally killed Sniper Wolf, like, done.
Dunzo.
Hal cried. He's all sad about it.
Hey, little bitch.
Even though they just met. I mean,
yeah, come on,
she's working for the terrorist organization.
Well, that's
so
crazy.
He's Hal. We know his family. Well, you'll find out.
Yeah.
His dad's a mess.
I know.
All right. But Brian and I are having a blast. We've gone now to disc 2. I think the Vulcan Raven fight is where we're at next.
Okay.
We're coming up on that.
You're coming to the end.
Yeah. You got the first PAL card.
You got about 3 or 4 more hours.
Yeah. So that might be. I mean, we have till the end of the summer to beat it.
What's the technical? Like, I have students who are now back in high school.
There's a date.
It's
on the calendar. I don't know. It's coming up in September, I think. It's into summer.
Okay.
We'll just do like, if the last day of summer, just do like a big 4-hour PPS until you beat it.
Well, that's kind of what's happened before with Halloween and Resident Evil.
Right.
We start on Halloween and I have till New Year's Day. to midnight to beat it. And that one
nice.
Year.
All through Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
Zombies.
With, fuck yeah, dude.
With Code Veronica, it took till literally 2 minutes to midnight. Which
oh, my God.
Of course, we had that queued up.
Oh, right.
Till, you know, we finally beat that game and
wow.
ended it. I don't know why. Code Veronica just... so hard for me.
That's the Ashford family.
It was.
All them cutscenes.
This fucking tyrant on the airplane.
And then my Friday stream, Last Game Standing, we played Aggressive Inline, which doesn't get enough credit.
That's a great... Cool.
I love...
The boob physics in that game?
That was...
on you, par.
Yeah.
That was... They spent a lot of time on that. They spent a lot of time on that back then.
That Britney Dude. Spears character?
Yeah. So the lineage of people who aren't familiar. So again, Tony Hawk came out. That was the biggest shit ever. Every company tried making their Tony Hawk clone. A company made Dave Mirra's freestyle, like BMX 2, where you can play a Slim Jim. That game is good. Then they made a rollerblading game called Aggressive Inline, which is legitimately really good. The soundtrack has like Sublime, has the Vandals.
It was a good soundtrack.
It's a great game. And then, yeah, there's a Britney Spears character. She's got knockers and a little schoolgirl outfit. It's pretty cool. A
lot of panty shots.
Yeah, but that game is extreme. And then they made BM XXX, which made the company fold. So before before BM XXX, it's because like Walmart wouldn't carry it, so they couldn't get their game in retail stores, and it was just
They took it too far.
Is that one of the games that you cannot stream on Twitch?
That blew my mind.
Yeah. I want to play BM XXX. I might do it for my personal YouTube channel, but yeah, you can't stream that on Twitch.
You can stream it on YouTube, but not Twitch.
I also want to play Hatred, but you can't do it on Twitch. You can do it on YouTube.
I don't want to play that.
I want to check that out.
Postal.
Yeah.
Postal. You can play.
You can play Postal. But
JFK,
JFK Reloaded,
Leisure Suit Larry. Yeah. Like, there's some weird love novels in Japanese.
If you do a session of JFK Reloaded, I will come on.
Okay,
I used to play the shit
back
out of
into
that
the
game.
Left.
All right,
back
well, into the I'll, left. I'll double check the Twitch list and we'll see.
Is there a game called JFK Reloaded?
Yes, it's
so
awesome.
JFK Reloaded.
I want you to definitely.
You play
this.
As Lee Harvey Oswald. The whole game is through the scope of Lee Harvey Oswald's gun. Whoa. And the game is just
Daily Plaza.
It's the motorcade coming towards you, and then they turn the corner, and what it is you get scored by how closely you can recreate the actual assassination.
And it's got ragdoll physics.
But what's interesting, it has ragdoll physics. Oh, you could shoot JFK in the face when he's coming at you, but you won't score very high.
That's not what happens.
In real life, he turns the corner and he's driving away. And so you have to get like three shots off in a matter of just a few seconds
when he's
in the right spot, and you have to recreate it as closely as possible.
Wow.
And it's really interesting. And
makes
you think some things.
Is Super Columbine Massacre one of the banned games?
I don't know. I feel like there's already so many. Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's get Newgrounds as Pico.
Sure. Why?
I want to just know what the list is so I make sure we don't make a mistake.
BMX XXX. I never played this game.
Nipples.
The GameCube and Xbox version, and maybe the PS2 version is censored a bit. But you can unlock strip club videos. And it's just
on GameCube?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's FMV.
Is it video graphics?
Yeah. Nintendo kind of dropped the ball on that one.
So yeah, so there's FMV. You can watch strippers. Also, you can make custom characters with just raw titties out.
Yeah,
Yeah.
You didn't have to wear a top. Yeah.
To me, I understand
no
the
blouses.
Idea of like those FMVs you can't show. You can't show porn on Twitch, I guess. But if it's a video graphics of boobs, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? That's what I'm saying.
That could be porn.
You can see someone like cut someone's head off in Resident Evil, and that's fine. But who gives a shit about some boobies?
Tesla,
you're exactly right. You can shoot somebody in the face with a gun, but you're not allowed to look at a tit.
Yeah.
Something that brings joy to literally everyone.
Some titties. Like God of War 2 titties, I think are allowed. But, like, I think someone in the chat earlier mentioned hot coffee, the GTA hack. I don't know if that's probably can't
I should
do hot
honestly
coffee.
Do a YouTube series. I should do a YouTube series where I just play every game that's banned on Twitch.
Yeah.
And just put it on my YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Twitch's banned list.
There you go. People ideas, Frank.
There you go. Hey, I'm going
to
do
it. To yourself.
That's all right. We'll do it. Anyways, summing it up, we also played fucking Half-Life Blue Shift for week 5. Hey, it's a good game. It's pretty good.
People want to see it.
Kevin
I like
and I are almost
it.
Done with it. Maybe we'll beat it next week or the following week if it keeps getting voted in. What else did we play? Aggressive Inline, Half-Life. Oh, yeah, Phantom Doctrine. A weird-ass game called Library. But yeah, it's a good stream. It's on the Mega Store archive. I think next week, just to bring some cheer, I think I'm going to play Super Mario World. That's my personal favorite Mario.
For Super Nintendo.
I'm with you.
The graphics.
Mario.
I'm going to play Carmageddon on PC.
Yes!
Keeping it real. Yeah, and then
let me know when you play that Friday.
So it's always on Friday. It's on the Make It Work.
What was the winner?
Half-Life 1. Oh, so that shit's coming back, dog.
Oh, so next week is going to be Carmageddon.
Yeah, next week's
going to
be Carmageddon,
okay.
Dude.
Cool. Well, yeah, shit. Every Wednesday, you got PPS. Yes, every Friday,
we got this.
Last
Sunday,
Game Standing.
We got this. We got the Heart Slayers on the Make It Store archives. You can check out all of
everything's on the archives.
Blowing up. Lots of content.
We're all there. Well, thank you for watching, Julian. Thank you for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the heart note of Heart Slayer Season 2, we will be returning, actually, in just a few weeks, middle of September.
Fuck
we'll
yeah.
be
Very
back.
Cool. Coming back soon.
We might do a new time. I think the main feedback we got is that Tuesday at 10 a.m. is a little bit hard for people to tune into.
School or work, I get that.
Whatever.
And they need to call in,
You know what? Make it happen.
Yeah, call in sick. I used to do that when
go into your locker.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out a better time to do it. Maybe after Frank streams Friday afternoon or something.
Sick. That'd be cool.
We'll figure it out. I want to get more people involved, but we will be back in the middle of September for Season 2. We're working on a brand new set.
Oh yeah.
Better show, better advice, same awesome hosts.
So until Season 2 comes back, go out, go dates, get your heart broken, and then you got to check in with the doctor.
Get some sexy stories.
Yeah,
and we're going to get MP3 versions of all 25 episodes up on iTunes.
There you
go. Cool.
That's where I get my podcast.
Yeah,
that's
and that should be coming out next week. So
that's awesome.
Cool, yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
Awesome. Well, thank you everyone for watching.
Thank you, Rocco.
Yeah, Rocco, thank you so much. Judge the movies, power films.
So I'll just give like a Morphin Time kind of send off. Everyone say their animal. Sean, you start with you. Say Triceratops.
That's not right.
Yeah.
What is the Green Ranger?
Just pick an animal.
Green Ranger?
Dragon.
Dragon Caesar.
Dude,
say Dragon Caesar.
I don't want to throw Sean under the bus, but this is the worst pick an animal segment I've ever seen.
Yeah, come on.
Just pick an animal.
Whoa!
Dog!
Perfect.
Pterodactyl!
What camera are we on?
Pteranodon! Oh my god.
Oh shit.